When the planets grew, some of the material on their outskirts remained separate. Most of the planets have little worlds or satellites that orbit them. All of the gas giants have at least one, even Pluto. Saturn has a number of middle-sized and small satellites, and one called Titan that is larger than the planet Mercury. Jupiter, at the lower right, has many small satellites and four rather large ones. Clockwise from the upper left, they are Io, Europa, Callisto, and Ganymede. The rocky planets are not so rich in satellites. Mars has two tiny ones. Deimos on the right is only 6 to 10 miles wide. Mercury and Venus have none at all. Our Earth has a large satellite called the Moon. It compares in size to the moons of Jupiter and Saturn. The Moon goes around Earth, and Earth goes around the Sun. The Sun, carrying the entire solar system with it, moves steadily around the center of our galaxy. It takes our solar system 200 million years to make one circle about the galaxy. That means that since the solar system was formed nearly 5 billion years ago, it has circled the galaxy 23 times. Some of the material in the outskirts of the original nebular cloud stayed small. This is especially so between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. There may be as many as 100,000 small bodies called asteroids that are at least a mile across and circle the Sun. A few have been captured by planets and become small satellites. Those that move in closer to the Sun and even pass near Earth are known as meteoroids while they are in space, meteors as they enter Earth's atmosphere, and meteorites when they actually hit Earth's surface. This time-lapse photograph of a meteor shower shows meteors as vertical pinkish streaks, while stars make slightly curved trails. Astronomers have concluded that far beyond Pluto, there exists a cloud called the Oort cloud that contains hundreds of billions of small lumps of ice left over from the formation of the solar system. We call these lumps of ice comets. The Oort cloud has never been seen, but it is possible that the comets extend outward for over 10,000 billion miles, 16,000 billion kilometers. Every once in a while, a comet drops toward the Sun and passes by the planets. The Sun's heat evaporates the comet ice. Clouds of trapped dust emerge and surround the comet, glittering in the sunlight. Solar wind, which is made of energetic particles shot out by the Sun, sweeps the dust around the comet into a luminous tail that always points away from the Sun. This gives a magnificent view of the comet from Earth.